Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, July 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up:
uniforms, clothing, laptops, tablets, fees and contributions.
One in three parents getting into debt over back-to-school costs, and Catherine Connolly wants to be president. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, one in three parents say they're going into debt just to cover back-to-school costs. New research from the Irish League of Credit Unions found the total spend for a primary school child is €1,450, rising to €1,560 for a secondary school pupil. 35% of parents say they're forced to deny their kids at least one back-to-school item due to the cost. Irish League of Credit Unions chief executive David Malone says families are turning to money lenders just to get by.
The average debt itself is €376, and 36% of parents have debt of over €500. So we're seeing an increasing amount of debt being encapsulated through credit cards and also some usage as well of buy now, pay later. And both of those forms of credit are very expensive forms of credit.
Catherine Connolly will launch her presidential campaign this afternoon. She'll speak to the media for the first time since getting the backing of a number of TDs to run for the Oris. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Outside the gates of Leinster House later, Catherine Connolly will formally launch her bid for the presidency, flanked by some of the TDs and senators who are nominating her for the contest. She'll be the first name formally on the ballot paper. Mairead McGuinness will join her after she was the only name submitted in Fine Gael's selection process. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have yet to decide what to do, while right-wing Oireachtas members may gather together to nominate a candidate. The date of the election is also now in question. Fine Gael is pushing for it to happen as early as September, before the budget comes, though it could run as late as November.
Donald Trump has revealed American weapons are already being shipped to Ukraine. He says the Patriot missiles are en route to Kyiv via Germany as part of a new weapons deal with NATO. He's also threatened Russia with severe tariffs if it doesn't end the war in 50 days. The US president says he believes Vladimir Putin will respond positively to that demand.
We're saving a lot of lives.
Why do you think his opinion change in 50 days, but it hasn't over the last...
Oh, a lot of opinions change very rapidly. Might not be 50 days, might be much sooner than 50 days.
Taoiseach Simon Harris will meet with senior members of the pharmaceutical sector based in the US today. The online meeting follows the launch of a US national security investigation of pharma imports and comes ahead of threatened 30% tariffs. Almost 50,000 people here are employed in the pharma sector. The scramble for school bus places will be the focus of the Oireachtas Education Committee today. Officials from the Department of Education and Bus Éireann will appear before TDs and senators to examine the issue ahead of the new school year. 172,000 children used the school transport system last year, with record numbers expected this September. Committee Chair Cathal Crowe, TD, says getting kids onto buses makes life easier for everyone.
If you think of any town or city in the country at the moment, you can get through from one end to the other relatively easily because just schools are closed, and that isn't the case when everything goes back in September. So it might just seem a topical issue in September, but really this is a thing I think that the whole nation needs to be concerned about and we're going to delve deep into today when the officials are before our committee.
It's claimed there's trepidation and concern among farmers ahead of the publication of the new CAP scheme today. The EU's post-2027 farm policy will be revealed later, with fears agriculture could lose out on a major funding source. Reports suggest the European Commission is planning to fold the Common Agricultural Policy in with other sectors in a simplified, centralised mega fund. IFA chairman Francie Gorman says his members are worried about what that means for them.
The leaks seem to suggest that the Commission haven't changed their proposal around single fund. We would be hoping they would. We would have been satisfied with the position of our government on it. And I think trepidation and concern with what might be coming today. But we'll wait with interest.
In business news, industry bodies are expressing concern over a 10% increase in water charges for business. The Competition for Regulation of Utilities yesterday approved a 9.8% hike for non-domestic customers. It says it'll protect customers from a more substantial tariff shock in the future. However, the Irish Hotels Federation and the Restaurants Association of Ireland says it's the latest in a long line of costs being heaped on struggling hospitality businesses. In entertainment news, steel fences have been erected at Oasis's Manchester gig site, and ticketless fans have been warned not to go. The band are due to perform at Heaton Park tonight for a third time after two concerts last weekend. Manchester City Council says it's putting up extra barriers to prevent those without a ticket from watching the performances and to protect nature in the park, including pregnant cows. And in sport, in cycling, after a rest day yesterday, Ben Healy will set off in the yellow jersey in stage 11 of the Tour de France later. Today's route starts in Toulouse. Healy takes a 29-second lead over defending champion Tadej Pogačar into today's racing. Meanwhile, Royal Portrush will be the centre of the sporting world this week as the start of the Open Championship moves closer. The major golf tournament tees off tomorrow with almost 280,000 spectators descending on the north coast. Head professional at Portrush, Gary McNeil, says the course is in perfect condition.
Place is looking great. The golf course will be the star of the show this week. Graham Beat and his team have done such a wonderful job out there, and they've prepared this golf course. I'm not sure if there's an Open Championship venue that's been presented in better condition than this one has. So that's been the priority. Although the weather, it's not playing ball just yet, but it doesn't seem to be dampening the spirits anyway.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.